Today is the 13th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful. I'm grateful to be standing here with you, looking out over a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. Looking out at that vista, we're going to walk into it and find out what it's going to be like. But we have a lot of power that we have been given as people made in the image of God. God is a creator. We get to create. And that happens with our words. That happens in our thoughts. That happens in our choices. That happens with the actions that we take because of our decisions. We're going to make something of it. What's it going to be? We can downright destroy life as we know it this week if that's what we're after. Or we can walk into further steps of transformation, safety, truth, loyalty, honesty. We get to choose who we're gonna be. Let's choose wisely. And man, it is a wise choice that we show up for each other here every day. It is a wise choice that we show up for ourselves, for our hearts. And it is a wise choice to open ourselves to the scriptures and allow them to speak. And so, let's do that. That's what we've come for. It's a brand new week. We'll read from the New Revised Standard Version this week. And picking up the story in 1 Chronicles today, chapter 15, verse 1 through 16, verse 36. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David commanded that no one but the Levites were to carry the ark of God, for the Lord had chosen them to carry the ark of the Lord and to minister to him forever. David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. Then David gathered together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites, the sons of Kohath, Uriel, the chief, with 120 of his kindred, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah, the chief, with 220 of his kindred, of the sons of Gershom, Joel, the chief, with 130 of his kindred, of the sons of Elzaphan, Shemaiah, the chief, with 200 of his kindred, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, with 80 of his kindred, of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, with 112 of his kindred. David summoned the priests Zadok and Abiathar, and the Levites Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. He said to them, "You are the heads of families of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your kindred, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it the first time, the Lord our God burst out against us because we did not give it proper care." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. David also commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their kindred as singers to raise loud sounds of joy on musical instruments, on harps and lyres and cymbals. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, and of his kindred Asaph son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their kindred Ethan son of Hushai, and with them their kindred of the second order, Zechariah, Jaaziel, Shemiramot, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattatiah, Eliphelehu, and Micneah, and the gatekeepers Obed-Edom and Jael. The singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were to sound bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramot, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play harps according to Alamot. But Mattatiah, Eliphelehu, Micneah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah were to lead with lyres according to the Sheminit. Kenaniah, leader of the Levites in music, was to direct the music, for he understood it. Berechiah and Elkanah were to be gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Netanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were to be gatekeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of the thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as also were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers, and Kenaniah, the leader of the music of the singers. And David wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, to the sound of the horn, trumpets, and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres. As the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing, and she despised him in her heart. They brought in the ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before God. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord, and he distributed to every person in Israel, man and woman alike, to each a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. He appointed certain of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord to invoke, to thank, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and second to him was Zechariah, Jael, Shemiramot, Jehiel, Mattatiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, with harps and lyres. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and the priests Benaiah and Jahaziel were to blow trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then on that day, David first appointed the singing of praises to the Lord by Asaph and his kindred. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of his servant Israel, children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. When they were few in number, of little account and strangers in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, "Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, 'The Lord is King.' Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Say also, 'Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather and rescue us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise.' Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. Romans 1, 18 through 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and injustice of those who by their injustice suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. Ever since the creation of the world, God's eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been seen and understood through the things God has made. So they are without excuse. For though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human, or birds, or four-footed animals, or reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the desires of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to dishonorable passions. Their females exchanged natural intercourse for unnatural, And in the same way, also the males giving up natural intercourse with females were consumed with their passionate desires for one another. Males committed shameless acts with males and received in their own persons the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them over to an unfit mind and to do things that should not be done. They were filled with every kind of injustice, evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, craftiness. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, rebellious toward parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. They know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die. Yet they not only do them, but even applaud others who practice them. Psalm 10, 1 through 15. Prayer for deliverance from enemies. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked persecute the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes they have devised. For the wicked boast of the desires of their heart. Those greedy for gain curse and renounce the Lord. In the pride of their countenance, the wicked say, God will not seek it out. All their thoughts are, there is no God. Their ways prosper at all times. Your judgments are on high, out of their sight. As for their foes, they scoff at them. They think in their heart, we shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, we shall not meet adversity. Their mouths are filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under their tongues are mischief and iniquity. They sit in ambush in the villages. In hiding places, they murder the innocent. Their eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. They lurk in secret like a lion in its den. They lurk that they may seize the poor. They seize the poor and drag them off in their nets. They stoop, they crouch, and the helpless fall by their might. They think in their heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it. Rise up, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the oppressed. Why do the wicked renounce God and say in their hearts, you will not call us to account? But you do see. Indeed, you note trouble and grief, that you may take it into your hands. The helpless commit themselves to you. You have been the helper of the orphan. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoers. Seek out their wickedness until you find none. Proverbs 19, 6 and 7. Many seek the favor of the generous, and everyone is a friend to a giver of gifts. If the poor are hated even by their kin, how much more are they shunned by their friends? When they call after them, they are not there. Find Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for bringing us across this threshold into a new week. And we imagine that it's all out there, because it is. And we imagine what it will be. And we ask that you lead us, and you will. And we ask that you help us pay attention to where you are going, because we know we have been immersing ourselves in your will and in your ways. We have seen what the voice of wisdom looks and sounds like. We are not oblivious. We just read in Romans, we can go our own way and be foolish and be full of every evil thing, and you will let it happen. May it not be so with us. May we walk with you in truth, in sincerity, in loyalty, in covenant, and in safety. May we make something of this week that is pure and holy. May we make that beginning with our own hearts, and may it spill out into the world, bringing light amidst the darkness. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I've never done this. I've never called in to pray for someone, but I feel led to pray for Mary. I just listened to her prayer request on July 8th, and I too am going through the same situation with my son and three grandchildren. He has cut me out of his life. And it's hard to not be a part of their life and not to see them and to love them, and I continue to pray for their salvation as well. But Mary, I'm here praying for you. And I pray that this changes. And I am also praying for all the children of Texas and their families as they're going through this time right now. It just breaks my heart. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and for bringing this community together to pray for each other and to care about each other, even though we may not know each other. I just pray for Mary and her family, for salvation of her kids, and for salvation of the grandkids, and that their family would be able to be reunited. Only you know the timing of this, Lord, and although we want it to appear faster, Lord, we are on your time, and I just pray that your will be done, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Hello, family. This is Bart in Kentucky, and I am calling to lift up N. We will call her N. She is a friend of a friend of mine who is thus far rejecting Jesus, and my friend is praying for her that she will come to accept him. And I said we would pray for her. The other is a couple who are the brother and sister-in-law of another friend of mine, and we'll call them J and J. So we're lifting them up as well, that they will come to Christ. Thank you for praying for these people, folks. Much appreciated. And I'm blessed to be able to participate in the prayers with you each day. And also in hearing the word, Brian, and your commentary as well. What a blessing this whole platform is. It's in Jesus' name that I lift this up. Amen. This is Bart from Kentucky, and I'm walking in the light. Have a great day, everybody.
My name's Matt. I'm Augusta, Georgia. I'd like to ask if people would pray for my wife. She comes to repentance. Find sobriety and recovery, and that the Lord draws all my children to him in repentance. For all the people who are in Texas during that flood, all their families find peace beyond all understanding. He heals all their hearts, their hurts, and their hang-ups. Mends their souls where they're broken. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Hey everybody, this is Following the Pillar. I'm just calling in. I just heard a message from Sean in London. So, brother, I'm just calling, praying. I understand where you're coming from and the self-destruction and just doing things that don't make sense. So I'm just praying that the blood of Jesus finds you, that we are saved through grace. You mentioned always feeling like you need to do something else, and if you just did this, everything would work out. And man, that hit home for me. But it is, it's through grace that we're saved. So I just pray, Lord, that your grace finds Sean today, and every day from here on out. You mentioned, you have a woman, that loves you. And we just read, yesterday or the day before, that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And maybe that is in God's plan for you. I don't know, but I would say hold on to those who love you. That's a good thing. Don't push that away. We're here for you, and we love you too, brother. Talk to you soon.